And there goes our internet privacy. Senate, not Democrats, but Republicans just voted to kill internet privacy. Thanks, guys. The GOP wants to let your internet service provider, or like Comcast, AT&T, Bright House, there's other big names that go with this. They want to sell our browsing history to third parties without having to ask first. So again, we are just data bits to them that are sold like slaves for profit. From healthcare coverage to environmental protections, Republicans are moving quickly to erase Barack Obama's presidential legacy. On some points, thank God. On others, what the hell? The latest Obama-era policy to be rolled back are guidelines protecting consumer internet privacy. Last year, the Federal Communications Commission, under the direction of former Democratic Chairman Tom Wheeler, mandated that broadband providers get their consumers' permission before selling or giving their data to advertisers and other third parties. On Thursday, the Senate voted along party lines, 50-48, to scrap those privacy rules, making it easier for broadband providers to share browsing history information about their customers. Internet companies like Facebook and Google and internet service providers like Verizon and AT&T are most likely pleased with the decision. The Obama-era FCC ruling of last October was widely disliked by industry leaders, and less red tape would make it easier for companies to use consumers' browsing history to help target more ads. Yeah, but there's ads, and then there's these little third parties which are building these massive, gigantic, enormous databases that contain all of us within them. Do you guys remember there was a video we did last year? And I can't exactly remember the name of the company, but it was a Bloomberg article. And within the article, there is a company, a PI company that has, what they said, data on every single American. And then just recently, we had the WikiLeaks expose on the CIA. On how they've had backdoors into absolutely all the hardware. And now you've got Congress, Senate, handing over our browsing history to Google, Facebook, and internet service providers like AT&T and Verizon, and of course Comcast and others. But here's where it takes an even bigger turn. So we had the WikiLeaks thing that took place recently, and of course there's always this hacking threat, right? Well, a massive breach threatens to wipe out 300 million iPhones on April 7th unless Apple pays a ransom of $75,000 to $100,000, 75,000 Bitcoin or $100,000 in iTunes gift cards. 300 million people are at risk, and Apple has yet to even respond. According to Motherboard, the hacker appears to access an elderly woman's iCloud account in this video where they were shown that they actually had access to all of it. We firstly kindly request you to remove the video that you have uploaded on your YouTube channel as it's seeking unwanted attention. Second of all, we would like you to know that we do not reward cyber criminals for breaking the law, a message allegedly from a member of Apple's security team reads. Motherboard only saw a screenshot of this message and not the original. According to one of the emails in the accessed account, the hackers claim to have access to over 300 million Apple email accounts, including those used iCloud or at me domains. However, the hackers appear to be inconsistent in their story. One of the hackers then claimed they had 559 million accounts in all. The hackers did not provide Motherboard with any of the supposedly stolen iCloud accounts to verify this claim, except those shown in the video. Now, the name of this little hacking group is the Turkish Crime Family, and they're warning in this tweet that 200 million iCloud accounts will be factory reset on April 7th, 2017. Here's what you can do right now to protect yourself from this apparent potential hack. Change your password on an Apple account. Change it. That's what the tech site BGR notes, or that's what they're saying to do, is to change your password so the hackers can't do anything about it. Because whatever's been captured already, they can't really change it unless they have an open access to your account. So, on that end, if you have an Apple ID, change your password. But again, we have Senate Republicans handing over our browsing history to internet service providers, and the ad targeting is just about to get a lot worse. That's all I got for you. God bless and carry on.